Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on that farm he had a pig, E-I-E-I-O, with an oink oink here and an oink oink.
Well, the gong symbolizes China, right? And it's really nothing to laugh about. The impact of the trade war with China is apparently affecting Virginia farmers, not just this generic concept of agriculture nationally. Jason Grant is the director of the Center for Agricultural Trade at Virginia Tech. Jason, I appreciate you joining us. Tell me how bad this is at the moment for Virginia farmers, and what is the, you know, the next year look like if things don't shake out in a good direction with these negotiations with China?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
It's, you know, farmers have had a rough ride the past year or so, caught up in this, in the trade war. And now with China's announcement to stop purchasing U.S. farm goods, this is going to turn even rougher for them. We have about 800 million, just shy of 800 million, that goes out of the Port of Virginia of soybeans to China. That's our number one commodity.
$800 million or eight?
Yeah, $800 million. Yeah, that goes just soybeans. We got that goes to China.
And how do we rank with other states interaction with China? That trade.
Yeah, China's our number one market. Excuse me, half of that goes to China. 800 billion to the world market. Half of it is reliant on China.
So that's still pretty significant.
Yeah, it's significant. And if you look at the numbers in 2018 and 2019 through this year, we're doing about 58 million to China. So it's we're nowhere near 400 million that we're accustomed to seeing.
So in 2018, that seems, I'm looking at the calendar, that's before the latest conflict with China. What's been happening up to now?
Well, China has had a 25% tariff. It's normally 3%, and they've had a 25% tariff on soybeans since last summer of 2018. So we've got soybeans piled up in storage and with no marketing outlet abroad. And we're really, Virginia farmers are very reliant on export opportunities abroad. So this is a very uncertain time for them.
What about the pork industry? That's significant in Virginia as well. Are we exporting huge numbers there too?
Pork is not as impacted as the crops. They've been down, but pork has been hit not only in the caught up in the trade war, but China has got this bout of African swine fever. So that's you would expect pork to be going in large volumes to China, but we're not seeing that either.
So what is a Virginia farmer supposed to do? I mean, I guess you could hold on for a little while and hope this shakes out. Are there subsidies in the short term? And then are the farmers you're talking to looking at, you know, 5 years down the road, like if this thing doesn't get settled in 24 months, I got to hit the eject button and sell my land? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked exactly at the pulse on how close they are to that eject button. Mm-hmm. But, you know, farmers in Virginia that we've talked to want trade, not aid. So there's the last year they were part of a $12 billion bailout package or aid package for farmers. And then recently announced one that's the first payment set to kick in as soon as August is a $16 billion trade aid package. But I think farmers want some clarity and they want the movement of goods and their marketing outlets abroad rather than the aid.
And help me understand this industry in Virginia. Are these independent farmers? Like, are we talking 2,000 families that are impacted, or are these large corporations that employ farmers or rent their land and then harvest off of people's rented land? What is the structure of this business today?
I mean, it's more concentrated. It has become more concentrated, but there are, you know, thousands and thousands of family operated farms still in Virginia. So, I mean, and they are eligible for these payments, and they are impacted by this trade war.
So it still is widespread. Lots of individuals and their families affected.
Right. Yeah. This is their living. I mean, we had the Governor's Conference on Agricultural Trade in March each year, which is a really key event in Richmond. And some of them were there and they spoke up. And, you know, they, regardless of their political leanings, they spoke up and they said, you're affecting our livelihoods. Mm-hmm. And there was raw emotion there. And so that was important for some of these federal officials to hear, you know, that it's the trade war. I know there's other there's intellectual property. There's the bilateral trade imbalance, currency manipulation, all these things going on with China that we're trying to address. But at the end of the day, agriculture has been caught in the crossfire.
And it's having a real impact on real people. I appreciate you bringing that perspective and explaining it to us. Jason Grant, the director of the Center for Agricultural Trade at Virginia Tech. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.